It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doing it because it's me. But I trust me, I've got an ulterior motive and it's gonna be kind of fun.
Yeah.
So last night we were at the summit, and for the life of me, I just can't figure out what the 49ers' success in the 80s and 90s means today. It's been 30 years since the 49ers won a Super Bowl.
Oh my gosh.
And we're still talking about Montana and Young and Rice, and it's... Those are great memories.
Yeah.
They're great. You got them in your back pocket. But they don't mean anything right now, I don't feel like. So just take a listen. And then
I watched it back. Go ahead.
I got a question for 49er fans after this one.
What in the hell does the 1994 Super Bowl win have to do with now?
Nothing, Steiny!
Thank you! Who's my man?
Wait a minute.
It doesn't matter!
To the psyche and the emotions of the fans.
Yeah, how do you mean
half of the fans
weren't even alive at that point.
But the ones that were.
Like,
talk to the ones that were alive.
The Boston Celtics were like, oh, man, we're still getting over that 87 loss to the Lakers. I mean, what are we doing?
No, but Boston Celtics fans and Lakers, every time one of them gets to the finals, they're sitting there with their little tote board.
Let me help you all out.
18-17. So, no, Steiny,
1994 is irrelevant.
No, it is to you. It is to you.
Of course.
Because you're not a fan.
Because you're not a fan.
How does it impact what happens on the field?
Steiny, let me tell you.
It impacts the fans.
Well, I don't care about you all.
That's where you lost. That's where you took the L, Steiny.
You mean nothing. None of you. None of you.
All right, Shtick was in high.
Yeah. That hurt the 10-2 show, I believe.
What do you mean?
That hurt us, Steiny. When you said you said it and grabbed you by the neck without doing it, it's about the fans and you just...
I can't speak for the Morning Roast listeners. Yeah. I know there's a ton of overlap. I can't speak for Willard and Dibbs.
Yeah.
Our listeners know what I'm trying to do.
Right.
And they get it. But here we go.
Take another crack at it.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, Niner fans.
Oh, here it comes a voice.
Okay, you won a Super Bowl. It's been 30 years. You'll die for one. You'll do this. You'll do that. Anything for a Super Bowl. All right. Let me ask you this. What would you give up for a Super Bowl if you're a hardcore Niner fan? What would you give up?
What do you mean? Like in life?
Could be in life.
Oh, my goodness.
For example, Niner fans, would you give back two of the Golden State Warriors' four titles to win a Super Bowl? Would you give back two?
That's too steep. I would give back one.
Nope. Got to give up two. You got to give up the two Durant ones. Durant never came.
But then you're giving up a dynasty.
Yeah, yes, you are. Now, so how bad you want it?
You're going to have to, wow. What deranged mind came up with this? Dude, two. I think that's...
Let me ask you this. You're a Cowboy fan. Right. They haven't won in 30 years either, right? About
95.
Okay. Would you give up drinking for a year, Goo? Super Bowl?
I'm being real, Steiny. I'm telling you, I would. If I knew in my adolescence, they have not won. I have not, as a grown-ass man with kids, the Cowboys haven't even come close. And my days, Steiny, we don't know how long we have on this great earth. I do wonder if I'm going to see one. And am I going to enjoy it as a 50-year-old OG? You know what I mean? Last time they were getting them, I was young, dumb. Oh, they keep coming 3 and 4. But, Steiny, I would give up a year of drinking. And I'd go on to Snoop Dogg hard because I'm done with that. But I would go back to that. Steiny, I yearn for that day that I'm telling you. I would do that. And you're looking at me like, you drunk? You can't do it.
Well, that's not the same answer you gave a half hour ago.
But I thought about
okay.
it. Yeah, I thought about it.
Okay.
I would. And you know what? It would be easy. Now, what if you have somebody, you got to give up meat for a year? You got to give up meat. That's scarier than the drink.
Would you?
I would do that. I'm being real. I think you know who I am at the core. I'm a fan. And that's why yesterday when you said, what does it mean on the field? It doesn't. But what a fan, what a fan means, Steiny, is love. You've been in love. You've had your heart broken. What little heart you have left, you've had it broken. That's what losses in the Super Bowl mean to fans. They can't let it go. And for the ones that haven't had that heartbreak, they're looking around like, damn, okay, the Patriots, the Chiefs, when are we going to get ours? So I would give up alcohol for a year, and I would give up meat. And I've been thinking about giving up meat anyway.
Well, no, and this is what I'm talking about. SF49ers 87. No, yeah. I give up listening to Steiny for a Super Bowl. That's funny, but you got to know. Yeah. I'm talking about what kind of sacrifice would you make? What kind of sacrifice would you make if it means that much to you? That's all I'm asking.
What if I told you this is easy? You could watch documentaries for a whole year. Would you do that?
Let's try to use something that I care about. Let's say...
I thought you cared about that. The Ducks.
Oh, no, I care about the Ducks, but who's my team? You know what I'm saying?
Be the Warriors.
No.
Oh, I couldn't do it. Evan, you can't golf for a year.
No chance.
See,
but you're not, different.
Yeah, you're not different. You're what? Steiny, I think you're missing out. Like,
on what?
Just that roller coaster of fandom. And when you text us about how do you guys do this during the NBA playoffs last year because you're rooting for your guy, Finchy, Steiny is real. Like, that's my drug. I would be in games. I would be in jail or prison. My life would be different if I were not a fan. It's helped me. It's helped me with relationships.
How?
My ass out the streets. All my other friends were doing things that you don't want to write home about, but it was always there. And it was safe. It was fun.
First of all, I have been a fan in my life.
You have.
And I've lived on the edge with the ups and downs. And at some point, I decided I just can't invest this much time in
when
I became a grown-up.
Okay. Well, boy, you pissed.
When I became a grown-up. No, I mean, for me, early 90s, mid-90s, when the Celtics dynasty was over and Bird left.
I think that hurt you, Steiny. I'm being real. I think Bird being done cut you because you were into him so much, and it's why you always just listen to me. Now I'm psychoanalyzing you. And I'm not saying you're wrong. It's why you're like, boy, when Curry's done, there's not going to be another. Mm-hmm. And there's something to that. Mm-hmm. But I think Bird on his back at the end and how it ended cut you. And you didn't want to love again. No, Evan's looking at me like, dude, you might be onto something.
Yeah, no. This is where I'm
think
different.
Think about it later tonight.
No, I'll think about it right now. This is where I guess I'm different. I'm grateful. For the 10, 11 years he played. 12 or 13, let's say.
But the way it ended didn't...
Nah. I mean, yeah.
Kind of left you alone. Like, who's my new guy? Who am I going to root for?
Nobody.
Could have been Lynn Bias, but we saw what happened there.
That's the other thing. I mean, Bird is Bird. And Curry's Curry. There are so many fans out there that will not have a favorite player ever again. Like Steph Curry. Like people
until that person comes along, like, and he might not.
I guess I'm ashamed to admit it, but after Bird wasn't as big of a Celtics fan. I just wasn't. I wasn't.
Mm.
And so
people saying I might be onto something.
I don't want to go down this road.
I got you. What would you give up?
That could happen for the Warriors. Yeah,
I would. I'd easily give up sex. That's not hard to do. I was doing your boy. But yeah, Steiny, I would do it. Please.
Don't talk about that.
That's a hot streak for me.
I mean, hey, yeah, let's not talk about that. But that's a phenomenal question.
No,
yeah.
But I am curious about this. The fans who were around for the five Super Bowls, and even the ones who were a little late to the party. I think what Bonte and Chasky said, they were about 10 or 12 when that happened.
And it hurt them.
Why? They won their last Super Bowl in 94, right?
Well, I was talking about the last three.
Okay.
Even though they were old enough to at least have those five under their belt.
Yeah. So 49er fans, I got two things. One is, what would you really, truly give up if the 49ers were to win a Super Bowl? And then two, if somebody can explain to me the link between the five titles in the 80s and 90s to today and how it's relevant to you, that's kind of what I want to get to today. I mean,
if your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like, Steiny, isn't there a standard? The 5-0 was a standard. And it's not greed. It was based on pride. When we play on the biggest stage, when we do get that opportunity, we are kicking people's ass. I mean, I know the Cincinnati games were relatively close, but you know what I mean? That's what it stems from. And all of a sudden, Steiny, decade to decade, they've lost three in a row in fashion that'll break your heart, that you might not get over. And what if, just real quick here, what if the Niners go 10 years without getting back? Those lasting memories of last year's Super Bowl don't go away. They grow and they hurt more. I feel like I'm in a therapist session right now. Like, and I understand it, but I'm trying to get you to kind of understand these things don't come around as often as you think.
I don't think they come around. That's the thing. I never expect them to come around. Like, the one thing I was thinking about, I was trying to remember me growing up as a Philadelphia Eagles fan, or even let's go Celtics, because they were great in the 80s. I don't think, I don't want to put this, I don't think I ever went into one season as a fan of the Boston Celtics and said, we're going to win it this year. We're going to win it.
How about we got a chance?
Of course. We always had a chance, but I knew there was the Lakers.
Well,
and I knew there was Philadelphia. And I knew the Bucks were pretty good at that point. So that's the one thing. I do feel like there's a segment. I don't want to paint with a broad brush, but there is a segment of 49er fans that expect it. And I'm I don't think I've ever expected anything as a sports fan growing up, even when I had teams that I loved. You knew they were good, or you hoped they were good. Sometimes you knew they were good, and then sometimes they came through for you, sometimes they didn't, but I never felt like it was a fait accompli
that
we were going to do.
I'm thinking about Giant fans right now, 10, 12, and 14. I never once looked at them like I look at the Dodgers or Yankees in regard to, you know, the payroll and the talent. You know, what those teams are now, the Padres. So I don't think the Giants have ever felt that, but yet they got three. But the Warriors, when we were doing pre and post bloop during the Durant era, Steiny, we were like, wake me up in the finals. They were that good.
Right. And I think they're the exception. Those Warriors teams were the exception.
Now, what about, and we got Steve Weiss from the NFL Network joining us at 11, can't wait. But, Steiny, what about when you just, everywhere you look, this Niner roster for a good 4 or 5 years, people have pointed out and said, they're the best roster in the NFL. Well, you want to catch you. The fans want something for that. Not, hey, we got the NFC Championship game. We'll barbecue. That's cool. But Steiny, at some point, you're not going to have the best roster. You're going to lose because of money, and you can't pay everybody. I think we're in the third and fourth quarter of this being the best roster. So I'm not mad. And what we heard yesterday from the fans at the summit at Fremont Bank is it's getting late in the game. And now you got Mahomes. You know right about
he's so advocate.
Great.
Let me play devil's advocate.
We might be in trouble.
Why?
Because Mahomes is
I thought you discovered a franchise quarterback in the last year or two.
I told you he's on a good ride. I told you this year, and we both agreed, was important.
Sure.
But he is no Mahomes.
But my point is I get the feeling that a lot of 49er fans are into Brock Purdy. They think he's the real deal, and I understand why they would think that. Okay. And so if you think, I heard Willard say the same thing. If you think Brock Purdy's the real deal, then we're not in the fourth quarter. In fact, we're just getting started. Mm. I think it's very possible for the 49ers to...
But that's a whole different conversation. Not saying Willard's wrong, but Steiny, what walking human being or American right now would say, and this no shade at Brock, who's about to reset the market, I believe, I got more confidence in him than Mahomes. I got more confidence in him than Josh Allen.
Well, I don't look at it like that. I look at it like Kyle Shanahan came here, okay, and he tried Beathard, and he tried Mullins, and then they traded for Garoppolo, and they ran Garoppolo out there,
Trey Lance.
And he was pretty good. And then Kyle Shanahan said, I'm going to move up in the draft to get this Trey Lance guy. And Trey Lance isn't the guy. And they go back to Garoppolo. And then Garoppolo gets hurt. Now they go to this guy, Brock Purdy. And in a year and a half, Brock Purdy is terrific. Yes. So think about this. I mean, why is it now or never if Kyle Shanahan has finally found his quarterback in years 6, 7, and 8.
Gotcha.
So he's found him. So now we got Brock Purdy. We found our quarterback.
Right.
So I don't understand why, you know, we talk about windows closing or
what
now
about
or
if
never.
The D takes a step back?
What
the
do you
defense.
Mean? It's possible.
And now you got to score 40 again.
That's why I don't expect Super Bowls. Mm. I root for them and I want them to win if they're my team. But I think there's an expectation sometimes that's tough. Let's go to Rocky. Rocky and Concord. What would you give up,
Andrea.
Rocky? I would probably give up fishing for a whole year.
Wow.
Really?
Fishing? But, hey, you don't fish now, so that's not a sacrifice, is it?
No, I fish about 5, 6 days a week.
Oh, my goodness.
So fishing is your golf, basically. To like it
yes,
is to me.
Absolutely. As soon as I get off of work, I go straight to the fishing spot.
Oh, nice. Hey, real quick, when we fished, it was striped bass. What do you fish for?
I still fish for striper and bass.
There you go, baby.
let me ask you, where do you go?
Well, what it is I live out here in Concord in my trailer at my job site, and right next door is a nice fishing spot. So I ain't got nothing to do when I get off of work. My family lives 5 hours away.
Wow. So that's a big that's a big sacrifice. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Rocky. See, I would not there's no doubt. I'm not a big fan. Or as big a fan as I would not give up golf for a year.
Forget that. Have you ever in your life put bait on a hook?
Yes. I put a worm on.
Okay, look at
my worms
man.
On.
Steiny.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, okay.
I like fishing.
Get your hands dirty.
I like fishing. For example, would you give up a Giants World Series?
Playoffs?
They got 3 and 5. I would do that.
What about 2?
No, that's too much.
Why? You just give up 10 and 12. You win in 14. We still have that. You still allow the Giants to win that one title since moving west. And now the Niners can finally get one.
You know what? I'm not trying to outsmart this thought because it's fascinating. But it's not like, you know, the Niners are the Indianapolis Colts and they've never gone. They've been there three times and had leads in these games. Steiny, come on, man. The lights went out. Remember that? And they came storming back. Like, I feel like they've been in their own way.
707 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. It's year three, Steiny. Purdy might even be better this year. Huh? Absolutely.
No, nobody's telling
Absolutely.
Him. Taking that off the table.
So,
but what if that's not good enough because things around you, like the defense, they take a step back. Like, I am concerned.
I know you are.
This D line. Oh, I know you are. I am this deep defensive line.
I can't believe. Actually, you know what? I didn't tell you. I can't. Well, let's go to, let's quick take off. Let's take Mark.
Mark.
Let's take Mark on 680. What's up, Mark? How you doing, man?
Hey, great. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
I love your guys' show.
Thank you.
Goo, normally you bring all sorts of great stuff, but you missed the mark yesterday, dude. I know exactly what you would give up for a Niners championship ring. You would give up Shanahan, dude, and that breaks my heart.
Wow.
Mm.
I think I would.
Where's your loyalties at, man? Is it with the people or is it with the ring? Come on, man. You got to do better, buddy.
Now break that down a little. Give me a little more, a little bit more about that. Like, I've given Kyle his credit. I've talked about his creativity. He don't need me to even, you know, bang that drum. But I feel like he's been in his own way.
Not to bring up yesterday. Okay. Not to bring up yesterday's stuff, but like, here we go. Okay, so all the dynasties that have happened throughout all the years, are you going to say that there was no great players on the other teams and that everybody else should have been thrown aside? You know, they poke fun at Barkley for not having a ring. Are you telling me that that team would have been better if they dumped Barkley because he wasn't getting them rings?
Not at all. Not at all.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all do a great show. Thank you very much. Y'all.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
It's time to get help me out. What was Mark? What was he trying to drive home? Like, I'm not being unfair to Kyle. I'm going to call a spade a spade. I thought 2019, Steiny, he puckered up. He threw the ball and let Chris Jones disrupt their whole offense when the Chiefs could not stop the Niners on the ground. Am I wrong for holding on to, you know what? That was your best chance.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.